Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great.
The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show.
But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight on That Kevin Show, he's an eclectic who's seen everywhere, Eric Metaxas. A bit later, she's a media and technology entrepreneur, Laura J. Wellington. And from The Chosen, Amanda Jenkins. And fresh off his appearance at the Grammys, Luke Combs. Now live from Times Square, crossroads to the world, and the only place where Elmo always comes with a restraining order, here's That Kevin.
I can't believe it. We made it to Saturday. Hey kids, great to have you with us. Why am I looking like this? Well, because the senior producer of the whole channel, the Salem News Channel, Eric Hastings, told me that the new tagline to the show has to be in the promos for the week, just what the world needs. 2 hours of That Kevin Show. So I guess you could say I was kind of feeling my oats this weekend. Anyway, glad to have you with us. Welcome to Saturday. We've got a lot to get to. Hold on. Need the hot stuff. If it's not hot, doesn't count. All right, we got a lot to get to. As you just heard, huge lineup tonight. Eric Metaxas, humorist, author, or radio talk show host, television talk show host. You name it, he's done it, and he's done it a few times in almost every place it can be done. Besides that, we've got Laura Wellington coming up in hour number two. She makes Bill Gates look bad in terms of how she is a media and technology entrepreneur, but she wants to use her gifts and abilities in that area to actually help the world instead of buying up all of our farmland and trying to make us all switch to vegan diets. I've never understood that. We'll never understand that. And we're glad to have Laura with us tonight. A little bit later on, Amanda Jenkins, if you were watching anything with Kevin McCullough in the early part or the late part of 2022, you know that we were at the teal carpet for The Chosen season premiere in the fall, and they are putting the wraps on the season as the final two episodes have dropped. We'll get some perspective from one of the key producers, the woman who made sure to it that the Jenkins family line continued. Amanda Jenkins will be with us, the wife of Dallas Jenkins, one of the co-creators of the show. And then in the music spotlight tonight, great stuff. Luke Combs, did you see his performance at the Grammys? He was great. And if you like American country rock music, we got two special ones for you tonight from Luke. It's all straight ahead. All right, we have to, as is our custom here, get to the news at the top of the show. And I don't really understand this. I don't really understand how. Just 1 week ago, at this microphone, we are discussing the problematic way in which the White House seemed to ignore the fact that one of our major adversaries was flying a spy balloon across our airspace. But they somehow dropped the ball one more time, and they did it in a very interesting way. First of all, they did shoot another one down over Alaska. And as they did that, word got out, and later the White House was holding a State Department or Pentagon briefing, rather. And John Kirby gets a question from a reporter about did they or did they not shoot down another spy balloon. And here's what he said. I can confirm that the Department of Defense was tracking a high-altitude object over Alaska in the last 24 hours. The object was flying at an altitude of about 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of a civilian flight. Out of an abundance of caution and the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object, and they did. And it came inside our territorial waters. Now, I'm guessing, could be spitballing here, but taking a guess at it, that they were prepared to give this answer. Obviously, he had his statement ready. It came down in territorial waters. We grabbed it, so we know what it is. But for the second time in as many weeks, a Chinese spy balloon is flying over our area. And for the second time in as many weeks, it wasn't the White House making a statement about what happened. It was waiting until a member of the press brought it up to then address it. And you would have thought that after the dismal performance of the Pentagon last time.
The position of the balloon classified?
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand my being convenient, but does the public not have a right to know if the balloon
is over
there?
The public certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
They, again, chose not to update the American people and instead went off on other stuff. And then only when they were held accountable by the press did they say, well, yes, we shot down a Chinese balloon. Now, the Chinese are mad. They're accusing us of lying to the world about these balloons. And they're saying that they weren't surveillance. We know they were. And they're saying that we're the bad guys here. In fact, they're getting pretty specific about it. One of their spokespeople, China, strongly dissatisfied with this and firmly opposes it, said Mao Ning during a daily briefing on Friday, saying U.S. lawmakers are hyping up the balloon issue for purely political manipulation. Now, that's what China has to say about it. I'm guessing that nobody believes them. We know. We have NORAD. We saw the balloon take off. Why it waited until it got over our territory in over landmass again is a little bit mystifying, too. But the bigger problem here is that for the second time in as many weeks, a spy balloon started to transgress the American continent. And the White House was not going to say a word to the people. In other words, they're not accountable to the people. You may as well just look up and see if you see it for yourself.
Is the position of the balloon classified?
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand my being convenient, but does the public not have a right to know if the balloon
is over there?
The public
certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
Here's how accountable we are to you guys. You want to know something? Look up in the sky. See for yourself. That's the way it works. We're just meaningless schlubs, you know, pounding pavement, living life. And at the onset of this most recent shootdown of the balloon over Alaska yesterday, again, John Kirby, very, kind of chill, covert, secretive, confirming that the Department of Defense was tracking a high-altitude object over Alaska airspace in the last 24 hours. He also went on to say at one point that they had just shot it down within the hour that they were holding the briefing on Friday. Within the hour, they had shot it down. This crew in the White House, this crew that's in charge of all of the different things, they're quite the piece of work, I have to admit. All right, we've got a great show for you. You may have read one of his 30 books that he has had published over the years, more of them for children than for adults. But the man who does a little bit of everything and does it with great style and great humor, my friend Eric Metaxas is going to be with us. We've got a nice, interesting conversation planned about his background and what all he's doing. That's coming up next here on That Kevin Show. And a little bit later on, he just stepped off the stage at the Grammys last weekend. He's here to share a couple of his big hits tonight. His name is Luke Combs, country superstar. You don't want to miss it. Isn't just that good. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're having so much fun. Thanks for being here. Oh, yeah, we're playing the game tonight. All of the living presidents may or may not have left a voicemail message for him. You'll see what I mean. Stick around. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming to you live from New York. So glad you're here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
Hey, Kev, Senator Biden, President Harris, and I were wondering what you thought of my State of the Union.
Kev, it's Kamala. I wasn't really asked.
Kev, it's Donald, your favorite president. Did you see that obscene display in the balcony? Cackle's husband kissing Biden's girl?
Kev, it's Barack. Yeah, what was that?
Kev, it's Billia. Just tell Barack and the others, I think that Jill was making up for lost time, you know, from all of his hair snipping.
Yeah, Kev, it's Bill. Personally, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I don't know what these guys are talking
about. Jefferson, you best stop talking.
Kev, Senator Biden again, sorry, I apparently have butt-dialed you.
Here he is, That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
My first guest tonight is someone that needs no introduction to those of you watching on the Salem News Channel, but if you're watching on Viz TV or listening by way of radio, you might not know who he is, though I find it hard to find anybody who doesn't know who my next guest is. He is an intellectual, he's a funny guy, he's a talk radio show host himself, and he's dabbled in TV in and out for many, many years. He's also a multiple time over best-selling New York Times best-selling author of multiple best-selling titles, one of which we'll tell you about is brand new. But ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Eric Metaxas.
Wow. Please be seated. No, please. That's unnecessary. Please sit.
Eric. Thank you for being here. It's good
to
see you.
Come on. Listen, I love you. I'm just thrilled you're doing this kind of a show. Congratulations, my friend.
Well, thank you. I take that as high praise coming from you. You have dabbled in TV off and on. In fact, you've even been north of the border doing Canadian television. What's the easy question out of the gate? What's the difference in doing TV in Canada and the U.S.?
I am, if nothing else, eclectic, and I can be very confusing to people because there are people who will read my 600-page biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and they think, wow, this is a very serious intellectual guy. And then they see me, you know, kind of cutting up like an idiot because I like to joke around. I'm a fan of comedy. I almost wrote for Letterman and Seinfeld back in the day. That was kind of my one career path. I've written humor that's been published in the New York Times and the Atlantic Monthly. I mean, I've done so many different kinds of things. I wrote for VeggieTales. I have written 30 children's books. And so people get very, very confused. So I tell them, if you're confused, imagine how I feel. Because this is me. It's all authentic. And so I tell people, I'm not kidding, just go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, and you can begin to see the different strands come together. My radio show is a place where people get to see a lot of these different parts of me, because every day I interview different types of people. I've interviewed you about current events, but I'll interview historians. I will interview people about faith. So I am kind of all over the place, and that by now I realize that's just who God made me to be, and I'm going to go with it. So if it's confusing, I apologize, but I'm also confused by it.
Well, it is not only fun to see all these many shades of Eric Metaxas, but it's also very instructive to me how you have so many different gifts and you've been able to apply them in so many different ways. And so just thanks for coming on. You know, the Salem News Channel is in its infancy. Phil Boyce attempting to put an antidote out there to the mainstream media. And we're just really thankful for Carrie Pahigian and Eric Hastings and everybody that's helped us get That Kevin Show off the ground. But Eric, one of the things I love about doing with you is picking your brain. And most of the time you're asking me the question. So whenever you have a book coming out or what have you, I kind of get to replace the roles there. But I want to talk about stuff we've never talked about before. You went to Ivy League schools. You are an intellectual.
Actually, that's not true. You're I only published. Went to a single Ivy League school.
No?
I went to Yale University. That's the only Ivy League school to which I ever went.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You went to a, and I'm sure that Yale's would say the Ivy League school, but we'll leave that for another topic.
Well, we've got to say this up front. I have great disdain, tremendous disdain for the university world, for the Ivy League in particular, and for Yale University in extra particular, an ugly term I just made up. Mm-hmm. But those places, they were basically nuts when I was there in the 80s. And now they are beyond nuts. They are Marxist cesspools. And it's in some ways heartbreaking. But, of course, all of the elite institutions are dead, whether it's Yale and Harvard or the New York Times. They have all gone over the lip into the abyss. And so, yeah, I grew up in a working class home, and the American dream, parents that didn't go to college came from, Europe, you know, on ships to a great country called America, and their kid got to go to Yale University.
Hmm.
But then when I went there, I discovered, Yale is pretty messed up. It is anti-American. It's anti-God. That's most of the, Ivy League, and most of our elite institutions.
Well, we'll pick up on that thought and some others as we are getting to visit with Eric Metaxas throughout the evening. He does have a book out right now, A Letter to the American Church, and you need to get it. You need to read it. There is an election coming up in 2024. But I want to not do X's and O's politics tonight, Eric. I want to talk about you and your life. You talk about parents that were immigrants, you coming from a middle-class situation. You got to go to an Ivy League school. If there are young people looking at educational opportunities right now, are you of the mindset that you're saying, don't go to the Ivy Leagues in any way, shape, fashion, or form? Or if you go, be aware of what you're going to be up against and be ready to engage it.
That's what I would have said 10 years ago. Now, I feel like they're flaming buildings, and I would avoid them. And I'm sort of not kidding at all. They are really so broken. I want to say that there are a handful of colleges worth going to. But at this point, they really have become absolutely broken. Like the woke madness that you see being unleashed in the culture is times 10 in colleges. So I really think, it'd be much smarter, to go into the business world or to do something like that. Or, if you're going to go to a college, you can do online stuff at Liberty University, or you can do Hillsdale. There's a handful,
yeah. Grove
but
City.
Most of them are, they will lure you in. And then when you get there, you realize this is a burning building. I think I better get out of here. I mean, that's mostly, unfortunately, very true. It was almost
true when I was
there. In the
60 seconds we have left, what flipped that switch?
Jesus of Nazareth came into my life. He's the second person of the Trinity. I graduated Yale in 84. In 1988, I had a freaky born-again conversion experience, life-changing, insane. I've written about it many times. There's a video on my website, ericmetaxas.com. That changed everything as was God's intention in doing that. So we can talk about that when we come back.
All right. He is Eric Metaxas. And you know what? In 8 minutes, he only gave his website 2 plugs. And for Eric, that's doing really well. Normally, it's a lot more than that. I'm very proud of him for restraining himself.
What website?
But go to ericmetaxas.com and check out everything that he's got going on. And if you want to follow his radio show, it's metaxastalk.com. And we'll have a lot of fun with Eric when we continue. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Crews are working to recover wreckage from an unidentified object shot down over Alaska on Friday. The Pentagon says F-22 fighter jets shot down the car-sized object hovering at 40,000 feet because it was posing a reasonable threat to civilian air traffic. Another unidentified object was shot down Saturday over Canada's Yukon Territory. More than 28,000 people have been killed in the earthquake that hit southern Turkey. The United Nations aid says it's the worst tremor to hit the region in a century. The lawyers for former President Donald Trump are expected to fight a recent subpoena for former Vice President Mike Pence on executive privilege grounds, experts say. The CDC is adding the COVID vaccine to routine immunization schedules for children and adults. It joins the flu, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, along with other shots. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From New York, that Kevin McCullough.
All right, he's the man who can probably tell you where the best piece of pie is in his section of Manhattan. But he is also a guy who likes to think very clearly and help others do the same. Eric Metaxas is visiting with us tonight on That Kevin Show. Real quickly, Eric, before back to the conversation, what is the best piece of pie near you? Where do you get your pizza?
I was going to say, when you said that, I thought you meant actual pie, not pizza. Pizza, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I could talk about pizza.
What's the best slice near you?
But, well, the best slice near me is, like, I think there's a, there are many, but there's one like on,
I've actually stumped Eric Metaxas.
No.
That's never happened before.
And 84th is probably the most solid New York pizza, you know, that if I'm, you know, if I'm deciding I'm going to have some carbohydrates today, that's I'm walking in that direction.
Do you eat it with a fork?
No, I'm not a communist or an atheist. I would not do that. No, I would not.
For those of you outside of New York, that's what our illustrious former mayor did when visiting one of the legendary pizza houses on Staten Island. Eric Metaxas is with us, author of the book Letter to the American Church. Eric, we were talking about your background in the Ivy Leagues, and they started out as church-based schools, theological schools. They were trying to help people prepare for ministry at one point in time, and a theological degree from Harvard or Yale at one time meant something.
Every one of the Ivy League schools, except for Cornell, was founded explicitly as Christian ministry, every one of them. Yale was profoundly Christian. Now, we got to be clear. When people say, when did things go south at Yale? You were asking that question. When did it go wrong? Like, almost immediately. I mean, there have been seasons of real revival, wonderful things. But Yale drank the French Enlightenment atheistic madness in the latter part of the 18th century. So they went crazy, like, you know, right after the Revolution. But then Timothy Dwight, a heroic figure if ever there was one, became president of the university and really brought about revival on the campus. You know, this is 1800, okay? Mm. But they've had lots of ups and downs. Universities, we've just got to be clear. We've got this different ideas in our head, right? When I think Yale, you think like, you know, Vododio Doe, raccoon coats, football. We're thinking of like 1920. The fact is that these places went south ideologically way before the 1960s. If you think of William F. Buckley, who went to Yale, of course, graduated in like 50, I think, or 51, I think 1950, 51. He wrote his book, God and Man at Yale, which was about the Yale of the 40s when he attended. It was all about how Marxists and atheists had overtaken Yale in the 40s.
Wow.
So anybody who thinks, oh, things went bad in the 60s, things went bad in the 80s.
Which was interesting because we were just starting to take on Marxism globally at that point. We had not really seen it, not in its kind of bared teeth fashion. And it wasn't really until the end of World War II that we really started to fight against it, you know, rhetorically here in the States. So that's interesting that he was already sounding the alarm at that point.
Well, look,
in time,
we just got to be clear that all of these elite institutions, you know, there was always good and bad, but there was a lot of bad way, way, way early on. I mean, you know, there was a hostility to the idea of God that goes way, way, way back, you know, in the universities of Europe and the United States of America. And it, you know, it's the trickle down effect of culture and education. You know, the intellectuals could believe those crazy things in the 1850s or 60s or 70s, but it took time for those things to work their way all the way in so that they bubble up into the culture. You know, you look at the 1920s, it was an era of unbelievable debauchery in culture, you know, Weimar Europe, Weimar Germany. So this is like, you know, we tend to look back and think, oh, the 1920s, what a wonderful, innocent era. In some places, in other places, the seeds of everything we're seeing now were being sown then. So, you know, we don't want to idealize or idolize the past.
He is Eric Metaxas, and when we come back, we're going to get into some more contemporary topics. If you don't listen to Eric's radio show, you should. He's syndicated by the Salem Media Group. And if you're not watching on the Salem News Channel, weeknights, I believe it's at 9 p.m., just before Larry O'Connor, you should be checking out the Eric Metaxas nightly talk show on SNC.TV as well. Kevin McCullough is my name. Anything you want from Eric, go to ericmetaxas.com, and you will find it, including many of his books that he's already made mention of. I didn't know 30 kids' books were in the portfolio. I knew he'd written a bunch. Didn't know that many.
Only 14 books for adult readers, but 30 books, 32 books, I think, for children. Yeah.
Good enough. Coming right back from New York.
Come for what? We'll be right back. That's Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
From New York, we are glad to welcome you back to that Kevin show. Hey, there's a lot of stuff you're involved with, friend. Not just radio, not just engaging the academic elites of our time, but you've got a penchant for comedy. You've got a strong desire to impact the world for your Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. You host a thing called Socrates in the City, in which you're trying to tap into the thinking of great thinkers and help young people do the same thing.
Actually, that's a place that I would want to point people. SocratesInTheCity.com or Socrates in the City on YouTube. I have done these events for 22 years. Where typically I interview someone. It's kind of like Dick Cavett style, the PBS, intellectual type format, pretentious. in these beautiful clubs, and I speak usually to these amazingly brilliant people on a wide variety of topics, but it's kind of like the highbrow PBS version of, you know, my brand, let's say, and it's Socrates in the City. But some of the most wonderful, I have interviewed people, you know, it's pretty extraordinary. And we do these not just in New York City. We're doing one in Seattle at the end of April. We've done them in different places in different cities, but I would encourage people, because usually my, you know, opening comments are just kind of goofball humor or some goofball humor, and then we get serious. And I'm telling you, we've had extraordinary conversations. I interviewed Andrew Klavan recently. Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. I interviewed Oz Guinness. Really, these are astonishing minds, and we've got a bunch of them coming out. And in a funny way, the reason I say I want to point people to that is because there's such a variety there. It's serious, but it's also fun. There's you know, depending on who my guest is. Some guests right. don't like to laugh, and they don't like to joke, and I don't have them back.
Yeah, and then you can just make fun of them on your radio show.
And we must. It's very important.
And the people that you don't invite to be part of Socrates in the City,
right?
Like me.
Yeah,
you make fun of on your radio show anyway.
That's right.
Eric,
I have a question for you, but if you don't
mind. Wait a sec. Okay.
No, quick question, just yes or no. Can you tell that I'm wearing a wig? You don't want to answer?
No, I'd prefer not to. Okay. I like the mystery of it. I want people to.
Well, I'm using a different adhesive, and I want to know if you can tell.
Well, anyway, you might want to check the left side then, because it's kind of tilting.
Yeah, it's slippy. Anyway.
You are also, you fancy yourself a bit of a musician as well.
That's preposterous.
Audio evidence of.
I don't want to hear that.
Of as such.
I want to say this, that when I like to do everything, and I'm not joking. When I was at Yale, I was in two musicals. So, yes, I love to sing. I was the editor of the Humor Magazine. It's America's oldest college humor magazine, the Yale Record. I was the editor of that. So I was writing humor and doing humor. I had literary ambitions. You know, I was an English major, so I wanted to be a serious writer. So you can see I was all over the map even back then.
Yeah.
My problem is most people usually choose and then get serious, and I never was able to do that. So I'm still all over the map. So yes, I've done a little bit of everything.
What's the downside to that, though? What's the downside to that? If you really love it and you have a degree of skill in all those areas, and this is one way that I kind of feel like you and I are a little bit similar. My skills aren't the same as yours, but I have wide interests. I like to cook. There's a ton of stuff musically that I love to be involved in. I love to have funny people on the show, and I like to make fun of people from time to time.
I love to streak at sporting events.
Well, I was going to ask about that.
But I think
that's that Yale influence. Rubbing off, you know, the naked party thing.
But I don't. Okay, I don't do everything I like to do. Okay, I draw the line. No more streaking. After 1979, it was passé, and I said enough is enough. No, but look, I really do enjoy doing many things, and we've seen this when you think of when I think of some of my heroes, you know, Johnny Carson or Dick Cavett or whatever. You know, being serious and having a serious conversation, having a funny conversation, doing comedy, doing a duet, singing a duet with somebody. I love doing all those things. So on some weird level, I'm an entertainer a lot like Sammy Davis Jr. I just want to be clear. A lot like Sammy Davis
Jr. Well, I was going to say the impeccable physical similarities are incredible.
The dancing, not quite at his level, everything else. And I don't smoke. But
favorite
other than
historical
that,
character not named Jesus to Eric Metaxas?
Say that again.
Favorite historical character not named Jesus to Eric Metaxas.
Okay, can I cheat and say Yeshua?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite historical character. There are so many. But one thing that's interesting is that if you believe in the God of the Bible, the God of the Bible is a person. He's not an energy force. He's not the force. He's a person, and he created us in his image. And people are extraordinary. They're made in God's image, and everyone is different, meant to be different. And so there are a wide variety of people that I love from history that are
okay,
alive
I'll make it
today.
Easier. I'll make it easier. From all of history, you can invite five people to your next dinner party. just to sit, eat food, and have conversation. Who are they?
All right. Andre the Giant.
Okay.
That's as far as I can go. Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln. Probably either Foster Brooks or Charlie Callis. I don't know which of them. Frank Gorshin. You see the problem? I mean, I love, there are so many people, like when you say that, I just,
you can find what, interest
what
anywhere.
I would give to spend, you know, 5 minutes with, I mean, there are so many people that I don't know where to, I don't know where to start. And I have the privilege of being friends with some of them.
What's on your reading nightstand right now?
Oh my gosh. A few books that haven't been published yet. A lot of times friends will write a book and they say, Eric, will you read this and give me an endorsement? So I'm reading a book on natural law by Hadley Arkus, one of the greatest legal minds America has ever produced.
Favorite book that you've authored of all of them that you have, which one is your favorite?
I'm going to go with Moby Dick.
You didn't write Moby Dick.
Are you sure?
All right, that's
prove it.
He's Eric Metaxas. That's it. He's getting
probably
the hook.
No, I can't. That's like asking what's your favorite child. I mean, they're all different, and they all appeal to different types
you,
of people.
You know that you have one, so I'm just saying. Like
no,
every
I don't.
Parent knows
no,
that
no, no, I actually don't. I
ladies and gentlemen,
you,
Eric Metaxas, you have been a delight to have on that Kevin Show. Please come back
anytime, my friend, and I mean that, and you know I do. Thank you.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he was nominated for an additional 3 Grammys this year, matching his previous 3 he'd been nominated for. Hasn't taken one home yet, but he is still a fan favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, to the New Music Spotlight, please welcome Luke Combs.
Some things in life are meant to fly.
Life's true setbacks and heartbreaks. Gone. Luke Combs, multiple Grammy nominated this year. Didn't take one home, but I expect that to change in the years to come. Friends, be with us. Next hour, Luke is back on the Music Spotlight stage, and we've got a huge hour with Laura Wellington and Amanda Jenkins from The Chosen straight ahead in hour 2. It's That Kevin Show.
Soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify or Apple. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.